It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. If you want to get in contact with me with any way, email, Google Voice, social media, go ahead and check out the show notes. All that information is in there. I've tried to say it less because I don't want to be bothering you with all that stuff. But, you know, quickly I'll just say that, what I just said. I won't say it again, but I will also mention, if you want to buy merchandise, there is a link in the show notes. If you want to join the Patreon for $1 a month, that will get you early episodes. And I think that's pretty good. Go check out this show on YouTube. If you're not watching it on YouTube, you get to see some stuff. Okay, the first word in this episode is the word expiate. E-X-P-I-A-T-E. Yep, that's the word. It's a verb, and it is from circa 1500. We are starting with transitive. One is obsolete. This is to put an end to expiate. Stop. Nope. Done. We're putting an end to this. No more. 2A. To extinguish the guilt incurred by. To extinguish the guilt. I'm feeling so guilty about some stuff that I did. Can you expiate my guilt? What did I do? I didn't do the dishes. Okay, I don't feel guilty about it anymore because you expiated it. Who's doing the expiation? 2B is to make amends for, as in, permission to expiate their offenses by their assiduous labors. And that is a quote from Francis Bacon. Permission to expiate their offenses, to make amends for their offenses by their assiduous labors. Some of these examples that we get are very old and a little bit hard to understand. And I guess it's just because these words are not really used that much anymore. So trying to find an example is just, you got to go back in the past. You got to go a ways back, hundreds of years sometimes, to find a good example of when this word was used. I mean, you can write your own one, but I guess if one already exists, then you can use that. To make amends for. How am I going to describe that one? To make amends for. What does that mean? It's like you're making your. I guess it's similar to extinguishing the guilt. That's probably close enough. Okay, now we have intransitive, which is to make expiation, which is going to be our next word. Expiable is an adjective. Expiator is a noun, the one who is relieving all of the guilt and putting an end to a thing, I guess. So where does this word come from? This is from the Latin verb expiare, which means to atone for. To atone for. Atone for your sins. I wish I could remember the exact definition of atone. It's like you're accepting that you did this. You need to do something because you did something that you feel guilty for. It's all about putting an end to it, I guess. The expiare is from ex plus piare, which means to atone for also. Piare and expiare mean the same thing. Great. Let's see. It also means to appease. That is from pius, P-I-U-S, which means faithful or pious. Okay, that's it for that one. It's a sound effect time saying that word's done. Here comes the next word, and I'm going to go wah, wah, wah. The next word is expiation. This is a noun from the 15th century. One, the act of making atonement. When you do your atonement, you are doing an expiation. Two, the means by which atonement is made. It's all that expiation. Yeah, this is not a word that I am familiar with. I am so sorry. I guess it seems like it's very, it's in this atoning for sins world, and, you know, it tends to be on the religious side, and I am not myself a religious person, so I don't hear this word. Maybe you're familiar with it. I don't know. Wah, 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 wah. Next is expiatory. Adjective from the 15th century, and this is serving to expiate. An expiatory statement could be, you're serving to expiate, your expiatory statement is atoning for your sins, ending your guilt. Wah, 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 wah. Next is expiration, noun from 1526. Here we go, expiration. It does seem related to expiate. There isn't etymology here. Are we going to see any etymology for this word? No, it doesn't look like it. Oh, but we are going to get it for the word expire. That's where it is. Okay. So, expiration 1A, the last emission of breath. Because there's respiration, breathing, and there's expiration, the last breath. The synonym is just death. The last breath before death. 1B1 is the act or process of releasing air from the lungs through the nose or mouth. And the synonym is exhalation. So it doesn't have to be your last breath. It's just literally breathing out is expiration. Inhalation, exhalation, respiration, expiration. Were those the equivalent opposites? Okay, now 1B2 is the escape of carbon dioxide from the body protoplasm as through the blood and lungs or by diffusion. So this is not about the breath coming out of your mouth or nose. This is the part of the breath process that's going on the inside. This is when the carbon dioxide, the escape of carbon dioxide from the body protoplasm. Your body's got protoplasm. I don't know. Are we talking about blood cells, regular cells, other things, tissues, whatever? The release of the carbon dioxide. Is that what it is? Yes. The carbon dioxide is escaping all the little parts of your body, maybe in your lungs. And then, so that's an internal expiration. And then you do the actual expiration. And the carbon dioxide goes out your mouth or your nose. Although I think you're typically supposed to breathe in through your nose. Didn't realize that the actual term of the carbon dioxide escaping, we gotta leave. Let's go. We gotta go find some plants. That's expiration. Okay. So, what else? What else we got? Number two is the fact of coming to an end or the point at which something ends. And the synonym is termination, ending it, ending a job, ending a life, ending the grocery items that have been sitting in your fridge for too long. They have come to their expiration. Okay, well, similarly, we have expiration date, two words, noun. From circa 1946. Nothing had an expiration date before that. You could just keep things forever. Or people just knew. They were like, oh, I know, peaches last forever. Peaches last 6 months in a can. Or, man, in a can, they're probably longer. Sitting out on the counter, maybe it's a day. Okay, so expiration date. Number one, the date after which something is no longer in effect. And the example here is a credit card. If you have a credit card, it has an expiration date. It's probably like 4 or 5 years in the future. You get to use this credit card for so many months, so many months, you probably have it memorized at this point. What's your card's expiration date? But if unless you get hit with one of those fraud things, they're like, oh, we think somebody stole your credit card information. We need to now send you a new one. And you're like, oh, now I have to update all of my auto pay things and all my apps and my websites and all that stuff. Oh, that is such a pain. I didn't even get to the expiration date. Come on. When was the last time I even had a card reach its expiration date? But they'll send you a new one, probably a month or so before the old one is done. Okay, number two for expiration date is the date after which a product, as food or medicine, should not be sold because of an expected decline in quality or effectiveness. This medicine is not going to be so effective if you are using it, pulling it out of the back of your cabinets 10 years after the expiration date. You know we all have stuff like that. You got it. Admit it. We've got stuff. If food too. Medicine and food, those are the biggies. The food is not going to be as effective after the expiration date. It's also not going to taste as good, and it also might get you sick. You got to be careful with that stuff, especially like those dairy products. You don't want those to turn. You don't want to be pouring chunky stuff out of your milk carton. No, no. First of all, I would suggest going non-dairy, going dairy-free. That's easy. Those things also have an expiration date, but I think that they last a bit longer. There have been times when we have a thing and we're like, well, we really want to use it. It's past the expiration date. It seems okay. We're not sure. And then we got to do some searching online. Like, well, can this last a while? Chocolate. I think that chocolate might have an expiration date, and it will turn color. But I have heard that it's still good for a ways, a long time. You can still eat chocolate and it's just fine. I don't know what the limit is, but there is one item that you may be aware of that supposedly has no expiration date, and that is honey. I think that they have found honey from hundreds or thousands of years ago. They're like, it's still fine. There's no mold. There's no germy germs. It's fine. You can eat honey from whenever, I guess. All right, that could be, who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's honey from a very large bear found some honey 30,000 years ago and forgot about it. Maybe that honey you don't want to eat. I don't know. Okay, expiration date. We all have an expiration date, but we are not aware of it. It's there. It's out there. Our expiration is coming. It's coming for you. Or maybe you're coming for it. How does time work in that sense? I'm coming for you, expiration date. I'm going to get you, and then you're going to get me. Wah, 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 wah. Next is expiatory or expiatory or just expiatory. Okay, adjective from circa 1847 of relating to or employed in the expiration of air from the lungs. So let's simplify that. Relating to the expiration of air from the lungs. So anything that's just related to breathing out is expiatory. That burp was expiatory. That was an expiatory burp when he burped and breathed out at the same time. I mean, that's what a burp is, pretty much. Some gas bubble that's finally freed from its chains of bondage in your esophagus. Whoa, 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 whoa. Next is expire. It says oftenest for intransitive verb 3 and transitive 2, it's expire instead of ikspire. Expire, expire. Okay, close enough. This is a verb from the 15th century, starting with intransitive, number one, to breathe one's last breath. and the synonym is die. It's probably hard to pinpoint when the last breath is. You're like, oh, you don't know it. You know it afterwards. You're like, oh, that was the last breath. You're not like, oh, this is coming. This is the last breath. We are witnessing the last breath. You're like, oh, wait, no, I think that there hasn't been any more breath. So that was it. Die, to breathe one's last breath. Yep, you just expire. Your body is expired. But who knows what the life is, what the soul is. Where does it go? Does it exist? What happens? Does it expire at all? Do souls breathe? Bodies breathe. Number two, to come to an end. It's just the end of a thing. Three, to emit the breath. I am expiring. Emitting it. Don't forget to breathe. It feels good. Sometimes I'm doing stuff, I'm physically doing stuff, and I'm just, and I hold my breath unconsciously. So I'm really trying to be more aware of the act of breathing all the time, especially when I'm doing this show. Okay, so transitive, number one, is obsolete. The synonym is conclude. All right, let's conclude our services. They have expired. Let's expire the services. Two, to breathe out from or as if from the lungs. And I don't understand that second part. As if from the lungs, where else, how else are you breathing out if not from the lungs? What? Okay, number three is archaic, and the synonym is emit. That makes sense. We're emitting our breath. Expire, yeah. But it's archaic, I guess. Okay, so the etymology says, this is from the Anglo-French espirir, but they probably don't say the S. It's probably just epirir. I don't know. Maybe they do. That means to breathe out. This is from the Latin expirare, which is doesn't say what that means, but it's probably to breathe out. That is from the ex prefix plus spirare, which means to breathe. Spirare, to breathe. And yeah, expirare probably just means to breathe out. More than likely. Okay, so, you know, you go back to expiration. So this is the evolution. It went from breathing out, to the breathing the last breath. That is the expiration. Then it was like, oh, well, that's also the end of a thing. The expiration. It has expired. It has ended. It has released its last breath. Because it's breathing out. That's going to be my last breath. Okay, that's it for that word, expire. Now we have... Expiry. Expiry or expiry. There's just a Y. We replace the last E with a Y. Noun from 1752. So the synonym is expiration as a, we got some sub-definitions, exhalation of breath. Expiry is your, so this, that stuff right there, that is my expiry. That is my exhalation of breath. B, the synonym is death. C, the synonym is termination, but especially the termination of a time or period fixed by law, contract, or agreement. Terminating a contract, the termination of a time or period fixed by law, contract, or agreement. Okay, expiry. I should have just done a breath out for my sound effect, but I didn't quite realize like how breathy this whole thing was related. How this whole thing was related to breath. Hey, we got one more word. Whoa, 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 whoa. It is the word explain. E-X-P-L-A-I-N. Explain. I'm going to explain to you the word explain. This is a verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive. Let's do it. 1A. to make known. Just to make it known. As in, explain the secret of your success. Well, I can't do that because I have no success. And so there is no secret. I cannot explain it to you. 1B, to make plain or understandable, as in footnotes that explain the terms. I like to explain things in other ways, if I can, here on this show, this podcast show, but I do realize that sometimes my explanations, my explainings, maybe don't make it more clear, and I apologize for that. Sometimes they just don't come out the way that I want them to. Or maybe I just don't understand them well enough. 2, for explain. To give the reason for or cause of, as in, unable to explain his strange conduct. I can't explain it. I can't. I don't understand it. 3, to show the logical development or relationships of. To show the logical development of a thing, how this thing developed, or the relationships to show the logical relationships of. It all makes very sense. It all makes sense. It's very explainable. There's an example, right? Explained the new theory. How did we get to this theory? This is the development of this situation. It's all cause and effect. We know that, right? We've talked about that many times before. We can explain it. Explain why things are the way they are. When you go to therapy, you are maybe trying to explain why you are the way you are. You're trying to understand it. It's being explained to you. Okay, intransitive, there's just one of them. It is to make something plain or understandable, as in a report that suggests rather than explains. A report that suggests, they're just, it's like, hey, what about this? I'm just going to suggest a thing instead of just making it plain. Interesting example. Explainable is an adjective. Many, many things are explainable. Some things are harder. Explainer is a noun. We have a phrase, explain oneself, which means to clarify one's statements or the reasons for one's conduct. Why did you do that? Can you please explain yourself? Explain who you are in one sentence. Please and thank you. What is happening? I need to understand why you are the way you are. Now it is time for synonym information for the word explain, which hopefully will explain the word explain a bit better. So we have explain, expound. Oh, wait, first, should I look at the etymology? Let's do that. This is from the Latin explanare, which literally means to make level. That is from ex plus planus, which means level or flat. Also, it's probably related to a plane, like the plains. What are those called? The plains where the rabbits play. So level, flat. There's more at the word floor. So making something level, that's explain. So how did it become like explaining how we think of it? Making something known, making it clearer, making it plain. Interesting. That was not what I was expecting at all. To make level. Let's put it all on level plane. This definition is up here. My understanding is down here. Let's bring this explanation, let's bring this definition down to my level. Let's make it level like a floor. And so now I get it. Oh, it was too high before. Now I can see it eye to eye. Okay, synonyms. Explain, expound, explicate, elucidate, and interpret mean to make something clear or understandable. Yep. Explain implies a making plain or intelligible what is not immediately obvious or entirely known. As in, explain the rules. Oh, that's the hardest part of playing a new game or trying to teach somebody a game, you have to explain the rules. And some people are like, I just shut down after 2 seconds. I can't. It's reading the rules can be a pain. Listening to the rules can be a pain. So you gotta have simple rules to get people to want to play. You know, complicated rules. Those can be fun games too, but you got to explain it. Expound implies a careful, often elaborate explanation, as in expounding a scientific theory. What is this, like a fancy? It's a fancy explanation. Explicate adds the idea of a developed or detailed analysis, as in explicate a poem. Ooh, okay. So yeah, you are analyzing the poem. It's like an explanation explaining the poem, but you're like, because it's poetry and it's metaphorical and everybody's going to interpret it a different way, it's more of an analyzation of how you feel the poem made you feel. Elucidate stresses the throwing of light upon. Stresses the throwing of light upon as by offering details or motives previously unclear or only implicit, as in elucidate an obscure passage. This line is obscure. I don't understand it. Let's shed some light on the situation. Let's elucidate. And the word elucidate, I think, literally comes from luce. So the L-U-C is related to light and stuff. Okay, interpret. This is the last one. Interpret adds to explain the need for imagination or sympathy or special knowledge in dealing with something, as in interpreting a work of art. That is not an easy thing to do, and it's very, very subjective. It adds to explain the need for imagination or sympathy or special knowledge in dealing with something. So if you are an expert on Sharpie art, then you could do a better job interpreting Sharpie art better than some people because you have special knowledge about it. You make it, you look at it, you buy it, you spend all day studying it. So you're better at interpreting. But anybody can interpret anything any way that you want. Any kind of art, interpret it. What's your interpretation of this podcast? Whatever you want. Okay, now I am going to pick a word of the episode. It's word of the episode time here on the podcast called The Dictionary. And let's find out what Spencer thinks will be the word of the episode. Today we had expiate, expiation, expiatory, expiration date, expiatory, expire, expiry, and explain. Ooh, well, I do like the word explain, because I do a lot of that. I mean, it's probably not in this book, but I think we can safely say at some point there will be a word in this book called mansplain. Brett Goldstein has a great joke where he said, I'm not going to remember the exact terminology that he used, but he said something to a woman. It's a joke. It's not a real situation. And she said, are you trying to man-explain that to me? And he just sits there. He's like, oh, how do I handle this situation? I want to explain to her that it's not man-explain, it's mansplain. But then I will be mansplaining mansplain. And that's a tricky situation. Anyway, that's a fun word that we have these days. And sometimes my wife and I will just joke around about, are you trying to mansplain raisins to me? I don't know. That's not a good example of what we would actually say, but it's just like something stupid, right? Okay. Anyway, what's the word of the episode? I love expiration dates. They're my favorite. Everything needs one. Expire, expiration. The whole idea of death, last breath, that's kind of interesting. Expiration, breathing, reminding yourself to breathe in and out, and in and out. Oh, this is a toughie. This is a toughie. But I guess let's just pick expiration. Why not? Expiration. The expiration is the last breath. The last breath is coming out of my mouth. Expiration. Okay, fine. This is the end of the episode because I still haven't watched another movie. I wanted to put one of these words in to... yes, okay, I got it. Anyway, this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for checking out this show. Please go do the subscribing, the sharing, the downloading. Email me if you want. Follow me on social media. I got to do some more posts. And until next time, this is Spencer expiating this episode and also dispensing information. Goodbye.
How Did This Not Get Made is a podcast all about the films and TV shows that never got made. In this podcast, we uncover the history of these intellectual properties and walk you through the plot of these unmade scripts to determine if they would have been great or awful. Here's just a few other titles that we've covered. The Beatles' Lord of the Rings, James Cameron's Spider-Man, Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion, Star Wars' Duel of the Fates, Superman Lives starring Nicolas Cage, James Gunn's R-rated Scooby-Doo, and Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune, just to name a few. Episodes of How Did This Not Get Made can be found wherever you get your podcasts.